Social media can do whatever it wants with its advertising business, especially in politics.
With respect to Facebook, there's no transparency, and we don't really know what sorts of arrangements are being made, who's buying the ads.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Advertisers spent $83 billion on digital advertising in 2017, most of that on Google and Facebook. And digital advertising budgets are only growing. But the rules around ads online aren't keeping up. Companies have the right to ban any ads they want. Facebook recently banned ads involving Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency. And that's just Facebook's latest ban topic, including guns, porn, and something called personal attributes. But there are basically no rules around political ads, which are highly regulated everywhere else. Phil Weiser is a professor of law and telecommunications at the University of Colorado.
There is not a developed regulatory program over internet-based platforms. If you look on TV, there are certain words you can't say on television, public TV, because the FCC licenses broadcasts license. But in the case of Facebook or Twitter, there's no licensing, there's no oversight, there aren't any developed rules.
And advertising is not considered free speech, right? Sometimes I see this described as a bit of a free speech debate, but that doesn't necessarily apply to commercial advertising, does it?
Well, this is a really important area of the law that is still somewhat in flux. The question is whether commercial speech, advertising, is entitled to the same level of protection as, let's say, political speech.
Well, we know that Facebook in particular has banned certain types of ads, tobacco, you know, drug-related products, weapons, and also cryptocurrency. Can broadcasters do the same thing on television or radio?
Generally, there's some discretion that parties have about placing ads. The one major exception is political advertising, where the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, actually has rules requiring the provision of political ads, and they give people even certain privilege rates if they do so on broadcast. With respect to Facebook, again, they're in a somewhat law-free zone.
Right. And in fact, we've been hearing in the last couple of weeks some debate about whether certain campaigns paid more or less, that the Trump campaign may have paid more than the Clinton campaign to advertise on the social network. Would that be legal on TV?
TV, it's very clear. You have to offer the best available rate for political advertising. That has to be done in a very transparent and equal fashion. With respect to Facebook, there's no transparency. And we don't really know what sorts of arrangements are being made, who's buying the ads, how much they're paying. That's now being debated in Congress. Mark Warner, for example, has a bill saying that Facebook should be subject to some of the same rules that happens on TV, so the political ads are transparent and that they're also fair in terms of who has to pay how much.
You know, if you look historically, have we always been a little bit reactive in this way? Nobody necessarily saw the potential power of Facebook, maybe even including Mark Zuckerberg, and now, you know, the medium has to exist for a while before we get to the rules around ads?
Absolutely. If you look back, radio, TV, these technologies developed and regulation followed. Where you try to regulate before technology develops, it's really hard to have any idea what you're doing. So there's inevitably a lag before something becomes socially significant.
What's the plus side? You know, is there an upside to saying we are going to change the way these rules work? You know, we talk about the unintended consequences in the negative, but is there upside to what's happening now?
There's absolutely an upside, which is anytime you get to reconsider from first principles what the rules should be, that can lead you to make better decisions. And so if there's a broader debate about what sorts of advertising is allowed on these platforms, what sort of oversight we can have, you can get to better results.
That's Phil Weiser, professor of law and telecommunications at the University of Colorado. In the absence of federal action on digital political ads, states are stepping in. New York, Washington, Maryland, and California have all proposed regulations around political ads online. And the city of Seattle has accused Facebook of violating its campaign finance laws for refusing to provide enough data about who bought ads in local elections. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.